The District Health Officer, DHO Sorochi, Charles Okadi, has raised alarm over the recent surge in malaria prevalence, urging residents to strictly adhere to preventive measures to curb further spread of the disease. Okadi says the district has recorded a sharp increase in malaria cases over the past month, which currently stand between 45 to 55%, with children under 5 and pregnant women among the most affected. He attributes the rise to increased mosquito breeding following recent rains, coupled with laxity in the use of preventive tools. Speaking to Etop Radio in an interview, Okadi emphasizes the importance of sleeping under insecticide-treated mosquito nets, clearing stagnant water around homes, and seeking early treatment at the health facilities when symptoms such as fever, headache, and body weakness appear. We have his voice.
But of course, we should continue with preventive measures. Here, we're mainly using insecticide-treated nets. So encourage use of nets. I know now people allege that it's hot and so on, but that's not true. Those are myths. So we rather protect ourselves by using our nets. Early seeking of care for young children, then test and treat. Yeah. It's endemic. It's more or less usual prevalence. We're not in an epidemic as such. We kind of around that. When it's really bad, sometimes we can go up to probably 60 something positivity, but we've always around 45 going to 50, mainly because we don't do indoor residue spraying. If we're adding that control strategy, when you spray and kill those mosquitoes for 6 months, malaria almost goes to maybe less than 10%.
In the same development, he warns that failure to observe preventive measures could lead to increase hospital admissions and fatalities, calling on collective action to reverse the worrying trend.
We still have a surge in malaria, high positivity, mainly it's still early days of the dry season. We've just come out of rains and we had a lot of mosquito populations. Our positivity hovers between 45 to 55%. So out of 100 tested for malaria, on average 50 are found positive. However, we for malaria medicines, we're okay. We don't have a problem with the adequate stocks of malaria medicines and testing kits. We never run short of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Away from that, at least 22.